Welcome back to AppFabric TV. I'm your host, Ron Jacobs. And today, I'm going to tell you about a little utility that I created called Clean Project. Now, this utility is not just for AppFabric things or workflow or WCF or whatever. You can use it for any Visual Studio project because it solves a problem that a lot of us have. And let me just show you what this problem is. If I go over here to this project command line, and let's say I wanted to email this project to you. I mean, look at all this stuff that's in here. I got a ReSharper folder that's full of things. I've got under here the bin and object folders. It's got a bunch of stuff. Not to mention that my project is bound to source control so that if you open it in your source control or in an environment where you don't have access to my source control, you get warnings from Visual Studio and stuff. So really, what I wanted to do was just create a little utility that could eliminate all the stuff that you don't need when I want to send you this project, or maybe I want to upload it to a website or something. So, I created this tool called Clean Project. Now, Clean Project can be found right here in Visual Studio inside the Extension Manager. If you just search for the online gallery, search for Clean Project, and then just click Download. Now, this takes you to the CodePlex site where you can agree to the terms and download this project. Now, I love how Internet Explorer is now being very, very cautious. It says, hey, that's an MSI. Are you sure? And they don't even show you to run it. You have to click More Options, say Run Anyway. Okay, now you get the installer, do the license agreement, and say Install. And so this is just going to do a number of things to the machine. One thing is, of course, it's going to install the Clean Project program itself. Second, it adds the directory where Clean Project is to your path, so you can use it from your command prompt. Third, it has added Clean Project as a tool in Visual Studio under the external tools. And fourth, it has registered a shell folder command so you can use it from Windows Explorer. So let's say that I want to email you this command line project, but I don't want to send you all this extra stuff. Now that I've installed Clean Project, if I right-click here and say Clean, Remove Source Bindings, and Zip, now I get a nice little zip file. If we open that, you see that in here there's no test results, no ReSharper, there's no bin, no object directory, it's just nice and clean, no source control bindings or anything. Cool. Now, what if I wanted to do that right inside of Visual Studio? Well, right here inside of Visual Studio, this is the Clean Project source itself. If I wanted to upload this to MSDN Code Gallery, right here under Tools, I have Clean, Remove Source, and Zip. Here I've set it to run in the output window, and you get right there that it created a zip file, and there's the location for where the zip file is right there. Now there's a third way I can do it, and that is to go to a command prompt. So here in my command prompt, there's a couple ways I can do this. Probably the easiest thing if you're in a command prompt mode and you just don't know what to do, you can just type clean project /?, and you see all the command options. And this comes from my command parsing library command line, which is also available on NuGet. So let's say that I want to clean that command line directory. So if I just say clean project with no parameters, the default is, okay, you want to clean the current project, so we're going to delete everything. It will not remove the source control bindings by default, so you have to specify that if you want. So if I just say, yeah, okay, great, then it cleans it up. Okay, so then if I wanted to, I could have done it this way, clean project /D, and you give the name of the directory, so we want command line, and we can actually clean more than one directory. So by putting D, and then if I got another project here like create GUID, now it's going to clean both of them. And I can put the /V option to be quiet, or excuse me, to be verbose, and the /Q option to skip prompting. All right, and so if I was doing this in some kind of an automated build process, then it does that. So it cleans both the directories. And I didn't do the Z option, but I could do the Z option to zip the file. So you get the point that there's a lot of cool stuff you can do this with this. You can do it in build systems or whenever you need to deploy things, right? So it's a great way to do all of that work. For AppFabric TV, I'm your host, Ron Jacobs.